Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top news from around the world ahead of today's trading session. First up, here's a quick recap. The market recorded its third consecutive weekly loss, marking the longest losing streak of 2024, despite a surge on Friday that helped reduce the decline. A recovery in banking majors during the final session helped par some losses, with both the Nifty and Sensex closing above 24,860 and 81,220 respectively. Sector performance was mixed, with banking, financials and realty posting decent gains, while auto, metals and FMCG sectors were top losers. The broader indices reflected a similar trend, as the mid-cap index lost nearly 1%, while small-cap closed slightly positive. Now, today, in the absence of any major triggers, market participants will focus on upcoming earnings for the direction. Shares of HDFC Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Tech Mahindra, which reported earnings over the weekend, will be in focus on Monday. Additionally, the Nifty 50 heavyweights such as Ultratech Cement, Hindustan Unilever, Bajaj Finance, Bajaj Finserv, HUL, SBI Life, ITC, Bharat Electronics, BPCL, HPCL, Coal India, JSW Steel, Shriram Finance and ICICI Bank are set to announce their earnings. On the economic front, key high-frequency data such as HSBC Composite PMI, HSBC Manufacturing PMI, and HSBC Services PMI are expected. On the global front, Asia's benchmark stock index rose this morning, while gold touched a record high. Extensions in the Middle East stoked demand for the asset as a haven. Australian stocks climbed, while Japanese equities swung between gains and losses. US futures rose after the S&P 500 notched up a sixth straight weekly increase, its longest winning streak this year, following a slew of corporate results and signs that the world's largest economy remains robust. Financial markets are being shaped by wagers on the health of the US and Chinese economies on the one hand, and the impact of hostilities in the Middle East and geopolitics on the other. Chinese banks cut lending rates on Monday, taking their cue from officials who have implemented a series of measures to revive economic growth and halt a housing market crash. On Friday, US stocks closed their latest winning week with more records. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% to squeak past the all-time high it had set early that week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.1% to its own record set the day before, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. Netflix helped drive the market with a leap of 11% after the streaming giant reported a stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. That was despite a slowdown in subscriber growth. In US earnings this week, Tesla faces questions on production targets and regulatory challenges after the unveiling of its much-hyped Cybercab failed to enthuse investors and quell concerns over its recent vehicle sales. Boeing will also have to soothe investors increasingly concerned over production delays, depleted financial resources and labor strife. Striking workers will vote on October 23rd to ratify a tentative agreement on a new contract the company and their union reached at the weekend, including a wage increase of 35% over 4 years. Now, despite the ongoing positivity in the US markets, the Indian markets have been largely unresponsive, a divergence likely to persist due to continued foreign fund inflows. Ajit Mishra of Religare Broking says that any change in the fund flow pattern would also be on the participants' radar. Vinod Nair, the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, expects the investment strategies favoring China over India to tactically support for the short term. However, Nair said that the longer term outlook for the domestic market remains robust, with a stability in growth and a pickup in capex. This morning, the GIFT Nifty was trading flat versus Nifty Futures Friday close, indicating a muted to negative start for the Indian market. Among the key stocks to watch today are Alembic Pharma, which has received the US FDA approval for Deliciazem hydrochloride extended-release capsules used for treatment of high blood pressure and prevents chest pain. HDFC Bank has said that it would sell equity shares worth 10,000 crore rupees through an offer for sale in its subsidiary, HDB Financial Services, at part of the much-anticipated initial public offering of the unit. On the earnings front, the bank reported a steady second quarter with 5.3% growth in profit and a 15.1% deposit growth on a year-on-year basis. MCX will also be in focus as the company has reported its second quarter earnings. Its net profit stood at 153 crore rupees as against a loss of 19 crore rupees year on year. Vineet Kumar Tiwari has resigned as the CEO of Star Cement with effect from October 18, so the stock is expected to be in focus. In other news, Zomato is eyeing to raise 8,500 crore rupees and is likely to hold to up its local holding. Tech Mahindra has delivered revenue and margins at a tad ahead of estimates. Weak beverage performance has hurt Tata Consumer's Q2 results. Meanwhile, GST panel is expected to propose removal of levy on life and health insurance. Germany is planning to increase India labor visas to 90,000 per year from 20,000 right now. Meanwhile, the quality of air in the national capital, Delhi, has been deteriorating. Lastly, a retail group has called for a CCI probe into quick commerce predatory pricing. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.